Festina lente is a Latin phrase that Boris Tadic used in his old job as Serbia's defense minister. He's likely to repeat that phrase in the foreseeable future. Festina lente means hurry up slowly. That's exactly what the reform-minded new president of Serbia says he hopes his nation will do: renounce nationalism, embrace democracy, and move closer to the European Union and NATO. Last month, Boris Tadic defeated a nationalist candidate in Serbia's presidential elections. President Tadic came to Washington, D.C. this week. Julija Mitrović is our interpreter. President Tadic, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
You took over the Democratic Party when Prime Minister Zoran Djindjic was murdered last year. He was a friend of yours. Can you tell us something about him that you try and keep in your mind now as you address your new responsibilities?
We were friends for some 30 years. Actually, he's the one who introduced me to a different way of political thinking than was usual in those communist times. He pushed for modernizing Serbia and bringing the country more in line with European values. His fate was a tragedy, not only for him and his family, but also for Serbia. Now it's up to the new generation of politicians to finish what he helped to start.
Let me mention the most famous of the old names to you. Actually, let's find out if he's an old name. Slobodan Milosevic, been on trial for war crimes at The Hague for a couple of years now. And I think we have all seen television features of his trial and people in Belgrade and elsewhere in Serbia standing up in cafes and applauding for him.
I've never heard of anybody doing that, except for maybe a very small minority of people who still think that Milosevic was a hero. He's probably the least popular man in the country. Today, I have completely different people in my cabinet, and there isn't any continuity between Milosevic's government and mine. That is a precondition of implementing democracy. You cannot lead a democratic country with people from undemocratic times.
Let me ask you a very practical question. In your judgment, Mr. President, should Kosovo remain a part of Serbia?
According to the United Nations Security Council Resolution 1244, Kosovo is a part of Serbia. That's why the Parliament of Serbia has proposed a solution, a plan for Kosovo that provides for broad autonomy, both for Kosovo from Belgrade and for the Serb enclaves in Kosovo from Pristina. It is also very important to view the national problems from a regional perspective. If Kosovo became independent, Serbia would be destabilized. And there's no sense in rendering one part of the Balkans stable while destabilizing another.
As you know, Mr. President, there are people in Europe, and for that matter, the United States, Canada, who will say, if Serbia wants to join the European Union, if Serbia wants to be a part of the modern world involving technical transfers and technical improvements and Starbucks, for that matter, it has to help the international community arrest Ratko Mladic and Radovan Karadzic.
Serbia was never asked to arrest Radovan Karadzic because he is not in Serbian territory. Serbia did receive some information that Ratko Mladic might be in Serbia, or perhaps in Bosnia-Herzegovina. Serbia is ready to fully cooperate with the Hague Tribunal on this count. The problem is that we do not have information about his whereabouts. Serbia is being asked either to arrest Ratko Mladic or to prove that he's not in its territory. It is very difficult to prove the negative.
You're meeting this week with Vice President Cheney, with Defense Secretary Rumsfeld, Secretary of State Powell. What one or two things can the United States do to help you reform Serbia over the next few months?
First of all, we need strong political support for democratic reforms in Serbia. We need new American investments. We need new jobs. But also we need assistance in reforming our defense sector and our law enforcement agencies. Those are the concrete steps that can be taken. We also need to be sure that the plan the Serbian Parliament has devised for Kosovo, along with other similar plans, are taken seriously.
How do you, a new democratically elected reform leader, regain your country's reputation in the eyes of the world?
To je jedno od ključnih pitanja sa kojima se naša nacija i država suočava.
This is one of the key issues our country is facing. As a nation and as a people, we are prepared to make a decisive turn towards Western democracies. During the destructive years of the past, democratic values in our country were in danger. A huge number of people risked their lives fighting for those democratic values. And this should be reflected in the way in which our country is viewed around the world. At the same time, the world has an oversimplified view of the victims and of those who were guilty in the conflicts in our part of the world. The Balkans have a long history of crimes and war crimes. And for the sake of the truth and the sake of the future, it would be better to look not to the past, but ahead. This is my political philosophy, to define individuals who are guilty and to free nations of their crimes, whether they are Albanians, Croats, Serbs, or Bosnians, and look to the future and to our common interests. In other words, I believe we should focus on solving the problems that exist in all the Balkan nations by promoting technological advancement, economic improvements, the creation of democratic institutions, and respect for human rights in all of our countries.
Mr. President, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
The President of Serbia, Boris Tadic.